Welcome to the Take My Life to 10 podcast show with your host, Tracy Horton, here to help you and provide you with tips and strategies to improve and enhance your life and career while also helping you to discover your life's purpose. Today's episode is going to be about the question, why? But before I get started, I want to first say thank you to all my listeners and supporters that have been listening week after week. Everybody knows this is a new podcast, and I did extremely well, farther than I expected. And it's all thanks to you, my listeners. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you. And I'm so grateful that you are listening, and I hope you stay tuned in. And I hope that whether it's a small change or a large change, that I can actually be a benefit to you. And I really appreciate you. So let's jump in and talk about today's message. So today I want to ask the question, if you ever been through something, how do you resolve it when you ask the question, why? Do you ask the question, why is this happening to me? Or why did this happen to me? And my position is one will destroy you and the other one will empower you. The question I came to this realization, I'm going to start with my situation. So I was going through a custody battle. I lived in Maryland. The father lived in New York. So I had to commute from Maryland to New York every time I had a court date. And anybody that's ever had, and I hate to say baby mama drama, but anybody, whether male or female, had any drama with the opposite parent about custody, visitation, anything like that, I really want to ask you, and this is going to be brief because this is a whole other topic, but to stop, because that was one of the hardest things I ever had to go through, is fighting for a child or fighting for what that child deserves at the same time trying to do right by the child. So it's very hard because you don't want to get your emotions and your personal feelings involved, because no matter what's going on the adult level, it has nothing to do with the child. So you, in saying that I'm doing the right thing, I'm showing up every other weekend, the child is clothed, everything is going the way it's supposed to go, even though I wasn't getting child support. And it was very stressful. I had money issues. He would just violate me. I have to go back and forth in between the every other weekend visits. And the breaking point for me was when my son came home injured at the hands of his father. And all of this happened because I made a decision to move from New York and move to the Maryland area. And the guilt of dealing with that, I ended up depressed. And my question for days was, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing. I'm doing it the right way, even though he doesn't deserve it. I'm still doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And it almost literally killed me because I was hurting so bad because my son was hurt. And my son got hurt over a decision I made. Even though it was for the betterment of my children, it still was a decision I made. And the why, I was trying to find an answer that was going to take that pain away. And it got to the point where I just couldn't function. I couldn't function. I couldn't get out the bed. I couldn't do anything. And I just laid there asking, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Over and over again until a little voice, and I know it was God saying, stop asking why is something happening to you. It's happening. It doesn't matter why it's happening. It's happening. deal with it. So I had to transition to, because you have to ask why. But I transitioned from asking, why is this happening to me, to why did this happen to me? And when I start looking at it from a why did this happen to me standpoint, I started being reflective. And I started to reflect on what got me to this point. And when you get to that point where you're reflective about it, you have to include your part that you played in it. It's no longer about the external people around you that was involved in it and trying to get an answer to a question that you may never really get a true, honest answer to, because most people are not going to hold themselves accountable for the wrongs that they do. And if you do get an answer, it's not even saying that it is the truth, because most of the answers is to make you look like you're the bad guy or you did something wrong. So you really don't need an answer from, you don't need an external answer. You need a reflective answer so that you could take the time to sit down and go through the process of saying, okay, this person did XYZ. My reaction to that person was WX. Okay, could I have done something different and had a different outcome? And when we sit there and we say, oh, I did the right thing. I did the right thing. I did what I was supposed to do. Was that an action that was the appropriate action, even though it was the right thing to do? In your mind, it was the right thing to do. Did you do anything that enabled the event to occur? And that usually, goes to a circumstance where maybe kids, that mostly when you're dealing with kids and relationships, because you love the person, you want to do the right by person. So you keep trying and trying and trying. But sometimes that's where tough love comes in, so that you could stop being hurt. So you could stop being disappointed. So you could stop going through stuff over and over again and keep having that recurrent event that keeps hurting you. And you just keep thinking, oh, if I do this or I do XYZ, sometimes you just have to stop doing and let them figure it out on their own. Let them feel the pain of either losing you or not having that assistance or not you being that rock to support them. Sometimes you have to make the hard decision to make it harder for them because it's hurting you. So you have to really think about your why and why you're asking. Because I know for me, my why made me depressed. It made me anxious. It made my self-esteem low, because as a parent, it killed me as a parent, because I felt that even though I thought I was doing the right thing, it my kids still got hurt. And it killed me. And now I sit there and I do what I need to do and I make the tough decisions because I don't want that to ever happen to me again. So I stopped asking why is, and I started being reflective and I started being strategic and I started analyzing what I was going through. And that's when I started thinking 5, 10 steps ahead of what I was dealing with, because I had to realize that it doesn't matter what somebody else is doing. You have to put yourself in a position to always to be able to maneuver, answer, and overcome any obstacle or anything that somebody brings at you. And that piggybacks on last week's episode about expectations. If you control your expectations, then when somebody does do something, it's easier for you to identify where it went wrong or where something could have been done different, because you don't have your actions is structured and you know that this is who I am. This is the outcome that I want. This is what my expectation, my boundary, and my standard is. And if that's not met, I already know what the consequences for that person is if this is not met. Either it's a deal breaker, or either it's something that you said, okay, I like it, I don't like it, but I can live with it. But if you take that stance, then you have to stop talking about it and you have to stop complaining about it. And you just have to own that That's a sacrifice and a compromise that you made. So this way, it doesn't continuously eat away at you. When you start taking the position from, why is this happening to me, and remove yourself from being a victim about it. I'm not going to say you're not a victim of it, because some things are out of our control. And some things is just the personality or the character. And no matter what you did, this person just is not capable of treating you or anybody in the manner that you deserve to be treated. And that's in life and work. If you have a boss that's nasty and miserable, it doesn't matter how good of a worker you are, they're going to still be nasty and miserable. There's nothing that you could do about it, because that's an internal problem that they have that you have no control over. But the only thing you can control is whether or not you want to deal with it and how much you want to deal with it. And you're going to have to figure out a way, even if it's at work, to put yourself in a position that you're protected, but at the same time, you're able to cope and manage and maneuver through whatever the crisis is. And sometimes you means removing yourself out of it and taking a leap and finding a different job or a different unit, a different position, or moving away. That was another thing. It's like I made the decision to move, because I was tired of going through the same situations in my personal life, with my family, with relationships. And I just said, you know what? Everything fell into place. This is what was in my spirit to do. And I followed my intuition. And it was hard. I went through some stuff. It was hard. But reflecting on why did something happen to me, it was because of the decisions and the choices I made. Did I feel bad about it? I did, because my son got hurt. But in the big scheme of things, I took my kids out of a situation where maybe they may not have came out alive. Maybe they would have ended up in a gang. Maybe they would have ended up on drugs. Maybe they, and the opportunities that I had here, I may not have had in New York. So when you sit back and you think about it from a why did this happen? Yeah, this happened because of XYZ. But what else happened? What else could come good out of it? What else is, you always look at what is good. Even in a situation that is bad, there's always something that happened that is worth saying, even though I went through this, this is what came out of it. This is the good that came out of it. This is the lesson that I learned. This is the way it was meant to be. So you have to take the time to, one, reflect on the incident, and two, break down your experiences, because everything gives you a sign, and it doesn't have to be a red flag, but it's a sign to say you need to see something, you hear something, or something makes you feel a certain way. And if you don't take note of those little things that happen, you won't be prepared for the big things that happen. And an example for that is some girlfriends I was hanging out with. And when you sit around and y'all all sitting around and one makes little snide remarks about something, that's something that you hear and you register it. So if later on down the road, they do something that hurts your feelings, you should not be surprised if you're paying attention to what's going on around you. And it's not saying look for it, but don't be blind to it either, because those are the things that help you get over those events when people hurt you or disappoint you. Those are the things that you need to, everyday experiences that you need to register and say, I didn't like what she said. That was a little, or he undercut me at work, or he stole my idea. And so it's things like that that you have to register and keep in your mental Rolodex, so that if down the road something does happen, you're not surprised. So it won't hurt you as bad. It's gonna hurt, but it doesn't hurt you as bad, and you overcome it and you don't become bitter. Because you don't want to get yourself in a position where You stop loving people. You stop being friends with people because of bad experiences. If you take this time to look and see the key points and the clues, more say, of the people that you're dealing with, then you won't feel as bad when something happens, and you'll be able to get over it, a painful or disappointing event, faster. Because you understand that people are human and you can't control how people act. You can't control what people say. You only can control how you react to it. And every action does have a reaction, but you control how you react, how you respond, what you will continue to tolerate, and what you won't. So when we start discussing why is versus why did, you want to be on the side of empowerment. You don't want to be on the side of being a victim and not owning your part or not learning to identify how to see the red flag and how to determine whether that's something you want in your life. You have to know, even though you're doing the right thing and you're trying to do the right thing, are you enabling? Are you an enabler? Or are you not doing enough? It could be the opposite. You could not be doing enough, and you should be doing a little more. You should be applying yourself a little more. You should be giving a little more to help the situation. So it's not always taking something away from somebody. Sometimes you have to give a little more, but if you don't go into the why did this happen to me reflective stage, and you stay in the why is this happening to me from a point of view where you're looking for external answers instead of seeing how what you could do differently or what you could do better or what you need to stop doing, then you won't get it right, and you won't be able to see it from a place where you grow. And that's what this is all about. It's just a matter of growing and being a better version of you. Because if you look at it, people that do wrong and they know they're doing wrong, pay attention. They never ask the why question. You never hear somebody that does anything that's like manipulative or shiesty, whatever words you want to use for those people. They never ask the question why. Why is something happening to them, or why did that happen? Because they know why, because they know they was doing something wrong. They never feel any type of remorse or conscious about what they do. And you are taking on dealing with these people, and you're asking yourself, why is this happening to me? And it's never going to make sense. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to wrap it up with one more point I want to make. And then we'll be done. So see you in a few minutes.
Hey there, this is KG with a new podcast, Reaches the Diaspora Experience, where we discuss family, faith, and finance. We drop this podcast every other Thursday at noon. So, who is this podcast for? This is specifically towards people in the diaspora, their children, and their grandchildren. Want to discuss how they navigate the financial world in the U.S., how they're teaching or will teach their children and grandchildren, and how some of their decisions affected is going to affect, will affect their children who are first or second generation Americans. And we want to learn to do financially better on purpose, right? We want to share, unload, and most importantly, to educate. So listen every other Thursday at noon. Hope to see you there.
Are you struggling to stay motivated or keeping your team productive? Is your work life plagued with issues and conflicts that you are not equipped to handle? Hi, I'm Tracy Horton. As a certified professional and personal development strategist that has gone through my own experiences as a Black female in the criminal justice field and managing people for over 14 years, I can assist you with accomplishing effective resolutions for your problems. If you are interested, you can take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation by sending me a message to HortonStrategistGroup@gmail.com to schedule your appointment. Stay encouraged and remember, experience is our best teacher. Welcome back. We're going to finish up and close out with one more thing that I want to let you know, that when you're dealing with something, just know that sometimes you go through hard things and hard events and disappointment and heartbreak, because it's time for you to move either in a different direction or move into your purpose, move into where you're destined to be. And that's why it's so important to ask the question, why did this happen? So that you can identify when it's time to make a move, to move out of a situation, to move out of an area, to move out of a state, to move from another position into another company, to make a move, to do something. So everything that you go through, begin to just look at it from a reflective point of view. And although it hurts and you're going to hurt, that's life. And that's the first thing you have to understand, is you cannot avoid being hurt and disappointed. So don't be afraid to live. Don't be afraid to try different things. Don't be afraid to love. Don't be afraid to take risks. You take calculated risks, and everything in life is a 50-50 chance. Is a 50% chance that you're going to succeed, and it gets 80% to 90% when you really put in the work to make yourself succeed. But you have 100% failure if you don't try. And don't let your experiences and the pain of those experiences stop you from living your life and doing the things that you want to do. And it's going to be scary. And I'm going to keep y'all going to hear me keep saying the same thing over and over again, because that is life. It's scary. It's hard. It's not going to be easy. But if you just learn to look at things differently and view things differently and reflect, review, and handle things differently, life doesn't have to be so hard and so difficult and so painful. So we're going to wrap up right there. We're going to stop right there. I just want to make sure y'all understand that some of your questions aren't going to get answered. Your whys are not going to get answered all the time, and it's not going to get answered accurately. And your experiences is to teach lessons, provide directions, give you a sign that it's time to move and do something different. And always, always, always trust your intuition. Explore it. If you feel something and it's nagging at you, explore it. Explore why it's there, what it is that is trying to show you, tell you, or what is it that it needs you to do. Never ignore it. Oh, if this resonates, I'm always going to ask you, if this resonates with you, let me know. So that this way I know that I'm reaching and y'all are understanding. And I always want to be in a position that I'm giving you what you need. I could talk about topics, but if I don't get any feedback or response, I don't know if it's reaching you in the manner that I want it to reach you. And if you have additional questions about it or just want to talk about it further, let me know. Send me an email at takemylife to 10@gmail.com. And like I said, the Facebook group is coming, and I'm also trying to determine if I want to do a blog or ask Tracy. So if y'all have any preferences for that, let me know, because I want to do what's going to work for you. So thank you again to my supporters, and I look forward to actually doing more interactive with you. We're here every Friday at 7 p.m. Take your life to 10. Be blessed and have a good evening.